Begin. We are holding now just on the fringe, you call that, on the niftan, to work on that, that we are able to think about two things at once. And this shouldn't surprise you that the person is able to think two things at once. We'll see that immediately. But we have to know that what is mentioned in the Raivit, that in the Sofer Shuve, that a person out of concentration Torah, out of learning Torah, is just so immersed in his learning that he makes mistakes within his normal worldly behave. Shoyge b'inyonov, the way he says, that's a big madrega. That's a madrega of lishmo. Which is a madrega of lishmo. This Rambam himself says that's a thing which is not everyone is able to reach that. It's only Yechidim which are able to reach such a thing. So we have to understand some Madrega. And this Madrega is coming after, we'll see it in the end. It's coming after what we are speaking today. First we have to master this one, and then comes the Raivit. You can't say I have a Miktsoa to be so immersed in learning, or maybe I am not some left to my things. We'll see that. So first, in order to explain that, I want to tell you the story that happened in Mir Yeshiva. In Mir Yeshiva, Chutz Loretz, there was a group, there was a lady which was living in Petach Tikva, was told that she was the Madricha of that group from Beis Yankiv. And the group of Yankov girls, they wanted to come to Mir Yeshiva and to look at the yeshiva. So they asked Rabbi Yerucham whether they can enter the yeshiva in order to look at from inside how it looks like. So the Rabbi Yerucham said a certain age, I will not say the age, which I think or which I don't remember exactly, it's no achrayus, but otherwise you'll jump at me. But he said, till a certain age, the girls are able to go 2-2. They hold their hands, they go 2-2 and go into the yeshiva, through the aisle, till the mizrach, they turn, and they go for the aisle back. That's the way Mir Yeshiva was built, the way it was once over here, before they made this big new building. Yeah, it was a long building, which went through the aisle, went there, and went back. They went out. Yeah? And from the older girls, which this madricha was older, so the older girls, they have to stand by the windows, and they may look from the windows into the yeshiva. So now this lady said she was standing by the window and just looking at the yeshiva, and the girls went through the aisle and not one bocher lifted up his head. They were all into learning and didn't look at these girls. At Kandamaisa. Now how do you learn that? So now you learn it in a way which you say, oh, they were so unbelievable, concentrated in learning, they simply didn't see anything else than the Gemara. Unbelievable concentration. Such an immersion in Torah, unbelievable. This is flat out childish to think about this, of this Maisa like that. It's poshut a childish way, which makes you think that, okay, they were so big and I'm so small, so good Shabbos, I don't have to work on anything, but it's nothing to do with me. They were so big in concentrating, and I'm so small, so that doesn't tell me anything. I'm not taught about anything from that, you know? Because that's such a big Maisa. Yeah? It's wrong. Where do I know it's wrong? Because the Mashgiach once was learning with Reb Herz Pass, and he was learning Gemara, and Pitom, Reb Herz tells him, we have to go. There is a fire in town. So the Mashgiach asked him, where do you know there's a fire in town? So he said, did you see there was a bocher through the aisle? He was running. So over here in Mir Yeshiva, you only run when there is a fire. And then I have to go and extinguish the fire. So he saw what's going on in the aisle. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that they for sure they saw there were girls walking by. But it's of non-importance. Le'umas, the thought of Torah. The thought of Torah has a certain way. So even though there's a second thought or a second thing coming on, that second thing doesn't weigh so much. So maybe you are not turning your head. But when someone is running, that's an important thing, then you turn your head. So Memela, for sure they saw what's going on. For sure. For sure they saw. But this seeing what's going on, that didn't take their attention. Today, when you want to have a good time, it was a very bad time for your daughter, but when you have a daughter aged 5 or something like this, and she will enter the yeshiva once in her life for 1 minute during a seder, the jihad begins just there, you know? Everyone is turning head. Ma ze achot shelcha? Ze kala shelcha? Ma ze echpat lecha? What's important? No, you can't. Because the Torah has absolutely no way. The Torah doesn't weigh anything. The Torah is a thought. So you are thinking the thought of Torah, but it has no weight. There's no weight to that. And you made it, there's no weight, and another thing comes in. Another thing is also interesting. You know, you turn your head. But what we have to teach ourselves is that thoughts have a weight. And when thoughts have a weight, then other thoughts have less of a weight. Yeah? That's called shikula das. The das is shoykel. The das has a weight. It's heavy, what you are thinking. It's not so easy to leave that. So by us, it's not the case. One of the very sad things, what's going on in the Olam HaYeshivas, is that we lose that. We are thinking, and we are mechadish, and we have something in our head. But the things in our head have no weight. So I mean, everything else is able to come in. People ask me that. They ask me, you know, Rabbi, I am curious. Yeah? No, you are not curious. You are a kal das. That means your das is kal. Your das has no weight altogether. Mimele, everything else is catching your attention. Because it's not, has no weight. There is no heaviness in your head. And you call that, I'm curious. To be curious is a very good thing. But no, that's not called curiosity. That's called kalustas. Curious is when you're curious also about the Tosfos. You know, that's what a very modern thing. People say, I'm so curious. So why aren't you curious what's the pshat in Tosfos? No, because... Das ist das. Sobald es dort ist, da leichte Sachen. Und es ist auch interessant, you know. Your das has no weight altogether. This is a disaster. This is a flat-out disaster in our tzibur, because that's the way you can't work. You can't grow. The seichel has to have a weight. And then when it has a weight, then it weighs more than the other things. That's what we said, that the best place to work on concentration is Shuk Machane Yehuda. Because that's what you have in Shuk Machane Yehuda. In Shuk Machane Yehuda, you have 1,000 things going on, which have of null importance for you. You know? Agbaniyot, mango, everything, and banana, that's not of importance for you. And you walk through that Shuk, and there are tons of things going on, but they are all less important than your thought now. And that's the way you teach yourself, I am going for the important thought. I don't go for the nonsense which goes on outside. I go for the important thought. That's why you train yourself that your head, your seichel, has a weight. Yeah, that's right. Dude. People today, this is the thing which makes you nervous. They say, no, you know, the same thing is with your, when you are thinking about how you behave. You can think about traces or think about a thing, we speak about that. Think about the theoretical thought. But together with that, you also can think that you have to behave in a normal way. Yeah? You behave in a normal way, but only that behaving in a normal way takes only 5% of your head. Because it's a relatively light machshove, only it's also there. It's a machshove, you have some left to it. But it's light. And the other one is heavy. So you're going mainly for the heavy one, and a little bit for the light one. Today it's not like this. Today there's a miktsoa of being a ilui, you know, having miktsoa. I'm an ilui, I'm a ilui, I'm a jotatolomi, an ilui. So I have a big question on that. I was in the airport, you know. And there, Pitom, all the Elohim, they find their gate, you know. Because you can't go to the gate and say, I wanted to go to Detroit, and you are standing in the gate for Florida. You will lose your aeroplane. Pitom, all these big Elohim, these unbelievable immersed people, the ones which they don't find their way to their home, they are just asolche Elohim, shaloye umin ki yesuper, mavish, never heard before. On the airport, they all find the way to the gate. Pitom, kenerdos, pitom kenerdos. Why? Because there he understands it's very important. But no normal person will stand in front of the gate, B-53, and look, B-53. And you wait for 5 minutes. No, that's from very low importance, you know. You have to know, B-53, here I have to wait. So it takes a second. And then you go further on. But you can't do it. And then you think further on in learning. And you can think two things at once, you see. I am a Ilui, I have no... No, you are a Nebuch. You are Poshet a Nebuch. That you can't think about two things at once. No. It's a question of weight. Your head has a certain weight. And your Machshava has a certain weight. But there's other things which once in a while they are of importance. But you always make this mistake. Because you always think that no, when you are immersed in one thing, everything else is shut down. It's not true. It's not shut down. It's of nil importance. That's the point. It's not shut down. It's not that you don't see. It's not important. And when girls walking by, it's not important. I'm now also with the learning. I see that. That someone is walking by here, but it's not important. I'm also in learning. Yeah, the same thing by Rav Meir Chodosh. Someone from Teres Yisrael. He had a dira there next to Teres Yisrael, and Yadua Rav Meir Chodosh in his dira that was absolute hefker. You were able to enter the dira in the middle of the night, go into the fridge, take out what you want, you eat, you smoke a cigarette, you do whatever you want there. It was hefker gomor in that dira, you know. That was the way Rav Meir was behaving by him. So he was learning, and the Bochim walked around, the Shmuas, they spoke, and he didn't listen to anyone, didn't hear anything. But every single time when someone knocked at the door, Rav Meir immediately said, Muse, immediately. So what did the Bochim say? So the Bochim said, Hu hayalo shmiya selektivit. That's right, he had a selective listening. That's what they said. So that again, it's the same mistake. Then you say, yeah, Rav Meir, that's almost like a strange foreign alien chayo in the zoo, you know? That's very interesting. There's a man which hears only knocking at the door, nothing else he hears. That's a very interesting phenomenon. We have to measure that, you know? Interesting specimen, you know? Rav Meir Chodosh, very interesting. What does it do with you? Gurnished. No, mistake. For sure he heard the Bochum which were smoking a cigarette. For sure he heard the Bochum which were speaking one to the other. But it wasn't of any importance. So he was not some left to that. Of course he heard that. But no, that's not important. I'm now also with something which has more weight. But knocking at the door of my home. Someone knocks at the door of my home. That's of importance, even when you learn. So then you say, Mise. It's a question of giving a weight. That's a question. And we have to do that. That we are able to make our thoughts heavy. They have a weight. They are shekel something, you know. Our thoughts are shekel something. And then we will be able with the time to think two things at once. That means there's a heavy thought and there's a more light thought, but it's also there. Yeah? But whenever the first step in that is not that there is a heavy thought as a light. There is a heavy thought and the other thought is not important. Not because you see it, you don't see it. You see it. What's most important? That is giving to your thought a certain mishkal. That will help you also when you are dealing with your yates, or what we spoke last time, with your midas, you know. So the midas are coming up. And now you don't want to go after them. It's the same thing. That means, no, what I'm thinking is of more importance, of more weight. It has more weight. So, no, the other is, we are going for one thing and not for the other thing. But the best place to do that is the middle of Shuk Machne Yehuda. It's clear now. It's the middle of Shuk Machne Yehuda. It's the best place. Because there, a lot of things are going on which are not Negea. You can do it also by you. When you are learning Minyan Shir, for example, when you go for food, you know, you don't have to think too much because all of the people go to the same Tzalachat, you know. So for sure you'll find your way to the dining room. Only have to stay into the crowd, yeah. So Mele, that's no problem. And Mele, you don't have to think about that so much. I get a lot of people there. It's not a lot of importance. That it depends whether it's for importance or not. I myself, when I was in the airports now, and in these airports, so this being in the airports, that was of non-importance what's happening there, you know. But now it's winter, now it was in Chicago, it was minus 17 centigrade, that means zero Fahrenheit, something like this or less. So it was pretty cold, so not too much of a child of preachers in the airport too, you know. So maybe once in a while, when you want to have a good story to tell home, you know, you come home with a good story, then you say, now it's of importance what I see. And then you look around, in 5 minutes, you have good stories to tell over. Unbelievable what you see when you are in a crowd of people to catch this glory, yeah, because you can't believe, you know. So maybe once in a while I do that, I think, no, let's look around, I will have a good story to tell home, you know. There are good stories going on, and I have something to tell, and then it's not for not importance, I don't have to see that. I don't have to look around the whole time. I can be with myself. I can think about my own things, you know. So it depends. You can play around with that, you see. But it's always a question, well, how much importance you give to that? There's a certain, what's called shikul hadas. That means you are shikul the thing, whether this is heavy or whether this is light. Yeah? Or this is ephes, null importance. No importance at all. So maybe don't go for it. So that's what we have to train ourselves. Okay? Now, when we are doing that, there is now the first time, and I will, first time, but I don't want to do that, but there will be no possibility to avoid this issue altogether. We have to speak only a little bit about how we are learning, when we want to do that with a learning thought. So we have to speak a little bit how we are learning. Okay? Because this is very much Negea. Because not everything you can make heavy. Look, I have nothing against any way of learning. Yeah, the way you're learning Yeshiva is Kodesh Kodoshim. That's not my Indian now. But we are doing over here a certain work, which in order to be Matzliach with that work, we have to approach our thoughts in a certain way. Because we are wanting to work on that evil over here, you know. You don't want to work on Limud HaGemara in the yeshiva. But to work on this, that needs a certain way of thought. I will explain. When you have a good bocha, and he learns Bo Basra, and you ask him, where are you holding? And he says, Nasr de Rababe. That's a good bocha. And a bad bocha says, where are you holding? Nasr de Rababe. That's a bocha which is not so good. Yeah? But the good bocha, there was a Cheska Zabatim, you know, that's the best one. And Nasr Rababa is a few lines of Cheska Zabatim, there are a few lines, not too many. And when you are going in Bobas, you see that when you know that in Shavuos Nasr Rababa is also showing up, then you will understand that you don't understand Bobas. Yeah? Never mind. But it's a Shvera Sugya. Yeah? It's a Shvera Sugya. It's a Sugya. You ask the bocha, where are you holding? Nasr Rababa. Nasr Rababa is a yam. It's a whole world. You know, that's a ganze meise. So now what you could put have the Rabbi Yoine, you could have Chavis Rashbam, you could have or whatever, Rashbo, you can have whatever you want to have there. So that's what the Baba, you have a whole Welt, a ganze Welt. But the Bocher, what does he do? He is swimming in that ocean, which is called Yama Talmud. So just now he's swimming over the Ezor, which is called Nasr de Rababe. That's good. But it won't help you for the work we are in. It won't help you that you say, I don't want to look at what's going on outside. I don't want to be interested in that. Because it's of more heavy the Nasr de Rababe. That is not heavy. Nasr de Rababe is not heavy. When you do that, you are working with your Yirat Shomayim. That's a very good thing. When you have Yirat Shomayim, and you are religious, you have Yirat Shomayim, that's a very good thing. Then you say, I want to be immersed in Torah, I don't want to be thinking about nonsense. What does it mean, immersed in Torah? It means I think about Nasr Drababa. That's very good. But it is not a heaviness of your head. It is like a motivation to do something, a religious motivation. That's very good. I don't ridicule that. It's very good. But it's not our Indian now, here. We want to have a way of making a machshava heavy. So then it has to be a specific machshava. It's also because of that, because outside there are very specific things going on. Outside of you, there's no Nasche de Rebitzen aber. That's not outside. In outside, there's a very specific thing going on. There are very well defined things. Silly, but very well defined. There are things to hook on. Not Klolistike Sugyas outside of you. No. There are Protistike things going on. So when you want that, your thought is more heavy than what's going outside, the thought has to be well defined and clear. And this is a thing which you are not used to. We are not used. That the person says, I am now chewing this and this kasha. This and this inyan. That specific thing. This question or this answer or this yesoid. That is what's interesting for me. Very well defined. Not a klolistic thing. A very well defined thing. We are not used to do that. In our learning we are not used to do that. You know, we are not poisky. But this is demanded. That's a prerequisite in order to give that away. Because then you say, this inyan has a chashivas. This inyan is important for me. That thought process is something which fascinates me. That's an issue which is on my head. But it's a very specific issue. This and this inyan, in this and this sefer, or in this and this sugya. A certain inyan. We are not used to do that. Yeah? We are not used. There are several reasons for that. Once in a while there are good reasons, once there are bad reasons. That's not my union now. But we have to know that for the purpose we are working now, that your thoughts have to be very clear. Because then this thought you have can be heavier than the nonsense or these very light things which are outside. And you go back to it. You go back to it. The whole time you go back to it. You see what's going on. It's not important. You go back to it. You see what's going on, it's not important, you go back to it. You always go back to it. It's always one big, that you always see it, but you go back. It's not that you don't see it. You see, it's an entirely different work. For sure you see, for sure you recognize what's going on. But over here, inside, there's something of uppermost importance, of uppermost heaviness going on. And then I'm going for that, and not for the other one. But that needs a clarity. So people are, they ask me, there are several things which I was asked because of that, but a clear thing. For example, my son 2 days ago came to me and said, "I'm learning just now Kshuvas," and yesterday Chalosa said that the Chutzal Chelis and the Chutzal Lavan, you know. So that's a little bit modern. Yeah, you remember that from Yevomis perhaps Kshuvas. You know, there's a packet of Pishtan and the Chutzal Chelis is Tzemel, and now you have three other Chutim you have to put in. The question is which ones. You put in Pishtan or you put in Tzemel. Yeah? But what's the difference? Because they are Kilayim with a Beged, or they are Kilayim with a blue. You know, they are Mimonim Shoch Kilayim, or with this one, or with that one. Macht this kind of Gemina. Who the legs is Kilayim? Azoidas Kilayim or Azoid? What's the problem? It's Macht this kind of Kilayim, yeah? That's the blue. And then this with this Kilayim or with that Kilayim? It's Macht this kind of Gemina. So what's the difference? So that's a very... Then they say, Marob Bishur, Macht nicht gewelter. And then they say another... Kedriloilem is dealing with that question, you know? And you think, what's the... Kehadichui, you know? You need the Tchelis. Kehadichui, what does that mean? You know? It's a problem, yeah? It's a problem. But it's a very specific problem. So this problem could be more on your head than the mango and the agvaniot. But the sugie of esse doicheloisese... Where? Yeah, okay, we'll see. Okay, but the sugya, I'm interested in the sugya. Then the mango and the banana are more interesting than that one. They are more specific than that one. Then only your Yirat Shamayim will help you. That will help you. You say, no, I don't want. Because I want to be frum. That's good. I want to be not bevatel teira. I want to think about it. But the keeping you off that is then your yirashomayim. No, I want your head itself should experience that there is something going on which is heavy and something going on which is light. Yeah? People ask me a second question. They ask me not only how to reach the clarity. Clarity, also when you have a clear yesoid, you can think. I don't know whether you know how to chew on something which is clear. Like chewing. I don't know. When you have a piece of bread, you are chewing the piece because it's not clear what's inside. You want to be boidic whether there's a stone inside. No, it's bread. So why do you chew it? Because it's a geschmack to chew the thing which is clear, no? The shinayim will come out, you know? There's no haftaot inside. No. You take a piece of steak, or that's perhaps better for the Americans, steak is better. So you take a piece of steak and then you chew it, and it's exactly the way you want, and you chew it, that you have an oil. There's some haftaah inside? No. It's a clear thing. But you chew it. In your head, same thing. You can have a clear thing and you chew it. That's the way you do it, you know? From all the sides. Nochamol. A clear thing. That's good. It's a clear thing. It's a clear. You saw it, or it's a kasha, or it's a teretz, or whatever it is, but it's a clear thing and you chew it. People ask me, and that was for me a very big surprise. People ask me, you can ask yourself, why are you interested? So that was for me a little bit surprising. Because you are better, you learn, no? And when it's your miktsoa like. We only speak now in a secheldike realm. Yeah? Of course you could be interested in Torah because it's a frum thing and it's an emes and it's a divrei Torah for the Borei Olam. That's all good, that's all right, that's all emes. But there's a very simple thing going on. A thing is interesting because it's like your miktsoa. When you are a carpenter, I don't know what it is, when you are a carpenter is the one which makes furniture, then when you are a carpenter, then it's very interesting for you that, no, that's not so interesting. Then you will be, what have you, batloning, you know? And then you will fix that, you know, when you're a carpenter. Because then you see these things. So when you are a learner, you see there's a kasha in Esselin Cholesis or wherever it is, was Kendozain, you know? That's an interesting thing. That should be. Your seichel, the function of your seichel itself, should be drawn to that you think about things which are coming up in learning. Yeah, that should be not natural. There could be other things too, a shalei lishmo, you know, you have to say a chabura, or you have to speak in front of others, or things like this could be. But there's a very intrinsic thing going on. You are a learner, so then it's interesting for you to learn. Now you see that the raivet comes afterwards. That you are making mistakes in your daily endeavor is that your learning is so heavy, so incredible heavy, that the other things just don't weigh anything, lumastem learning. That is it, patchut from this step. That you give away, you make it heavy, your Torah thought, and heavier, and heavier, and heavier, till it's so heavy that all the other things, they are just not taking any space anymore. And then, okay, you make mistakes in your world. But then you have to prire. Then you can go, and over here, I make a mistake, vakasha, and over, but in other way, or in other circumstances, I am very much with it, even though I think. It's not the truth, it's not the miktsoa. There's no miktsoa in the Shulchan Aruch, ilui. The new miktsoa. There is a ilui. Was that as a her? There's not a miktsoa to sein a ilui. It is only that you take a thought, and you make it heavy. So you could make that heavy atkedikach that the other things don't show up altogether. But you are still in charge. That means in other circumstances when you are in an airport, or you are going in the street, or you are dealing with, speaking with a person, you are able to be a very well-educated and normal person. Because then the other thought has a weight. But not atkedikach as your Torah thought, and you still think about your Torah and think about that. And then you think even more about your Torah, and then you go back into your being concentrated fully, the way the Raivet says. Yeah, that's coming afterwards. That is a hitpatchut from this work. But we are standing only by the beginning. That we are standing by this word, by the beginning, on the entrance door, to this, that we are able to think about two things at once. So in time, we don't think about two things at once. We think only about one thing. But together with that, that there are definitely other things going on. That means Shuk Machane Yehuda, or Shuk Me'ashorim, or the wave on the Mir Yeshiva to the Chadar Ochel, or the wave whatever you are, wherever you are. That there are other things going on which don't need your attention. They do not. Yeah? And you see them, Bakasha, but they are not so important, so you go back to your learning, and this is, you saw it, but you go back to your learning. That means you train your head that this thought is heavy and the other one is light. That's what you do. So that's the work. That is the work for this week. I think it's a natural development from last time. It's a very natural thing. And it's a very Lamaisadik thing. The best place is Machane Yehuda. Emes. The best place is Machane Yehuda. The worst place is driving a car. You know? Because when you drive a car, it says, no importance. Then it's not such a good idea. Because things are then always important. All the details are important. So that you can't do when you drive a car. Huh? That's why, that was the inner reason why people didn't drive a car. Yeah? That's why. Because they can't. They have to be at some level. I was with Mashgiach, I say, tell that to you. I told once over here, I was with Mashgiach in America, and the son of Rabbi Rucham, Rabbi Simcha Zisa, the one which gave out all the Das Torah, he was coming to visit, and when he went away, he was driving a car. So Mashgiach walked me outside, you know, and we were malaving him to the car, and he went into the car, and he drove away. So after we went back, Mashgiach said, "Imir Yeshiva hat er nicht geführt kein Car." Imir Yeshiva didn't drive a car. Yeah, for sure, there were no cars there, you know. There were cars to drive. But the point was this one. But when you drive a car, what can you do? You have to be some left to all the details. You are or everywhere. You can't. There's no heaviness in your head altogether. You may not do that. It's awesome, you know. It's awesome. Okay. So that was the bikoret for the mashgiach. Kilo, how are you going into such a situation that you are not able to think? We can stop, you know. Okay. That was a tvi of the mashgiach, which he was thinking nonstop for. In the end of his days, was a person who thought nonstop about 75-80 years. Ganz nicht kosch, yeah. 80 Jahre gleich getracht. So, okay, so we are thinking non-stop, perhaps 1 or 2 minutes, or 5 minutes, yeah? But he was thinking non-stop the whole time. So, Mele, he was Tamea, how can you do that? Drive a car. But we are not holding there, yeah? But you see, that was the whole thing, that you are not able to give any heavy thing in your head, which makes that the other thing shouldn't be of importance, because there everything is of importance, you shouldn't go into this situation. That's the Mashgiach. So, but for us, when we walk in the Shuk Me'ashorim, or we walk in the Shuk Machane Yehuda, there are things there which are definitely not of importance, and you can train yourself that your head is more heavy than the things outside. Okay? But it has to be a clear Machshove. Try it out. You can try it out with Naschet Rababa, whatever you want, and you'll see immediately that this is only good with the Yirah Shemayim. That this is only good because you want to be dovig in Torah. You don't want to be dovig in Shuyot. But it will not teach you that the thing is heavy. Because this is not heavy. This is important because there's an important mitzvah going on. But when you have a clear thought, then you say, that thought is more important than the other one. And then your head gets used to that you're able to think about the thing with a way. Okay? That's it. Atkam.